During the week of Passover, practicing Jews don't eat chametz, which is, more or less, most things made from grain, like bread or cereal. What they eat instead is matzah, unleavened crackers that symbolize the freedom of Jews from slavery in Egypt. As Passover approaches, many Jews across New Hampshire and the world scour their homes, removing any trace of chametz. Why? For one, if you take the Torah literally, eating chametz during Passover will result in the extinction of your soul, so you wouldn't want to accidentally swallow a cookie crumb. But mostly, removing chametz is a symbolic ritual. Manchester's Rabbi Levi Krinsky puts it this way.
Chametz is sort of symbolic of ego, keeping our own leavening of ourself, our boastfulness, our arrogance in check.
To get rid of the chametz, you can either burn it or sell it to a non-Jew. After Passover, that person can sell the chametz back to the Jewish family. But instead of seeking out some random goy, congregants usually sign a contract allowing their rabbi to sell the chametz for them.
And with the help of technology, you can even go online today and authorize through a sale, delegating the power of attorney sort of on your behalf.
That's what Krinsky does for his Manchester congregation. Then he delegates the responsibility again to a rabbi in New York.
And I will do a paper agreement that would say, I here authorize him. He has it all in his possession, and he does the transaction.
Then, hours after Passover, the non-Jew theoretically sells the food back to the thousands of original owners via those two rabbis, without the chametz ever leaving anybody's home. On a larger scale, each year, Israel sells $150 billion in prison and emergency food supplies to a non-Jewish hotel owner, who then sells it back a week later. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.